Super proud of our creative team for doing what they've done and what they're continuing to do. So this night service is a little bit different than our normal night service. We thought we'd just create a bit of time and space to really just press in and look at the heart of the new album, A New Thing, here tonight. So my first question for all three of you is, what is something that you are excited about this new album, A New Thing, or about creative in general? What are you excited about? In like 30 seconds, what are you excited about?
I'll go first because I'm closest to you.
Wow, profound.
Yeah, it's interesting. Since this was all finished a week or two ago, and since I've had the final mixes, I've been spinning it a little bit in my house. And there's a sense when I listen back to this album. Normally, when you're involved in a project from a musical sense, and then you get to the end of it, you never want to listen to it again because A, you've heard the songs 1,000 times, and B, you hear all the bits that you do differently next time. But with this, I'm really proud of the result. I think it's come out really well. And the song's just got the sense of home about them, you know? Like, when I put it on, it feels like being back here with everyone. And there's just a real sense of familiarity and a real sense of what God's doing among us in our church, you know, in our hearts. And that's so prevalent when you put this on. It just feels, it feels comfortable. It feels like home, and it feels like what God's doing here, I guess. So that's what I love about it.
Awesome. That's great, Simon. What about you, Katie? So just so you know, if you're new or visiting here, Simon Grubbs, one of our music directors here, plays drums, plays guitar, plays bass, plays everything and anything. And he's also been heavily involved in mixing the actual new album that you'll get to listen to later. Katie, if you don't know, what do you do, Katie? Who are you?
I'm Katie. So Josh and I oversee the creative ministries department in our church.
Awesome.
Yes.
We're so blessed to have them overseeing this department. So you! So what excites you, Katie, about this new thing?
I think there is so much in the title. Like you might just think, oh, it's just the name of one of the songs, but we specifically chose A New Thing because I think as a creative team and as a church, we really feel like we're stepping into a place that we haven't been before, and that's exciting. I guess one of the our key theme in creative this year is into the wild, and like that just excites me. So the whole idea behind that is that we want to go to where it is God is leading, to the places we haven't been before, to tap into the prophetic, you know, that, and that's really exciting. So A New Thing is not just the name of a song, it's actually, I think it is prophetic for our church.
That's so good. That's so good. And we've got Jemima down the end. And for those who don't know Jemima, she's one of our incredible worship leaders and songwriters. And Jemima, what excites you about A New Thing?
About profound. A new thing. Oh, I think the biggest thing that excites me is, I know for myself, having a song, whether it's whoever it's written by, a song of worship and declaration, going during your week, like Sunday's so amazing, but during the week, having something to latch onto and declare over your life or over people's lives around you, over the city, as you're driving to work in your car, whatever, and like Simon and Katie said about home and what God's doing among us is really important. But I think, just utilising those things in the day-to-day life is probably the most exciting thing, having something you can play in your car or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome. It is good. I've actually managed to get a hold of a CD prior to the release as well. I bought it.
Okay.
I did pay for it.
I take it all back.
I just was using pastor privilege and anyway, off track. So we've already heard a couple of songs off the album. And one of the ones, the second one that we played tonight, it's called Holding On To You. There's a line in Holding On To You saying, my fountains are in you. And I was just thinking, Simon, did you write that song?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, cool, cool. For someone that isn't part of, you know, doesn't know their scripture too, like that scripture, I should say, I was going to say scripture too well, but maybe you might know scripture really well, but don't know that verse. What is the context of that? Because are you talking about the fountain that's in my mum's yard is in me? Or like,
yes,
that doesn't
the one with the goldfish.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was just like, why would Mum's goldfish be in me?
It's a...
That was when I was a little kid, but this is different now. So
yeah, I mean, it's a line from the end of a psalm. It's basically directly ripped off from the psalm. It says, all my fountains are in you. It's a psalm of David. It's something that I remember coming across in the Bible. Jeez, it must have been a lot of years ago because I lived in Launceston still in a dirty house in Laura Street with four very unwashed boys.
Laurie.
I remember coming across this psalm. Yeah, Jen remembers too well. I remember coming across the psalm, and it said, all my fountains are in you. And I guess it stuck with me since, and this has been maybe, 10 years or so. But I guess it speaks to me about that sense, like God's our source. And God's, like when you see a fountain, it doesn't run out of water. It keeps going, it flows, and it's connected to a greater whole, and it pushes out and it doesn't run out. And I guess it's something that's stuck with me for a lot of years since, bubbling under the surface like that. God's our source and he's sufficient, he's enough. And even when we feel dry, when we feel stuck, he's still there and he's still enough.
How amazing is it that something that Simon read almost a decade ago that God spoke to him about, a decade later is then overflowing in his worship and overflowing in his praise. And don't underestimate what God is doing in you in those quiet places, like Simon sitting in a house with four smelly boys. God was depositing something into him that he was then going to produce through him for the benefit and for the glory of God. That's awesome, Simon. Thanks for helping bring a good bit of context to that song. I really do appreciate that. Now, Katie, the title, A New Thing, you did answer this a little bit in what excites you, but why is the album called A New Thing, and what do you see this new thing looking like for individuals in our church and beyond, for the greater church?
That's a big question.
It is a very big question.
I wrote some notes because I needed some notes. Yeah. I actually wanted to read out something that Pastor Dave wrote because he can speak so much more eloquently than I can. The week leading up to when we were going to record these songs, Pastor Dave sent this out to the church, and I just wanted to read it. So Isaiah 42 verse 10, it says, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praises from the ends of the earth. Sing, all you who sail the seas, all you who live in distant coastlands. And he goes on to say, we read in Isaiah as above and continually throughout the Psalms that our connection to God should be defined by a new song. As a church, we have a new sound as we speak out the sound of victory. I'm personally excited by what's happening among us and being spearheaded by our worship team and songwriters, Pastor Dave. And I've been thinking about this question. I've been pondering it. And reminded about how in the Bible it often talks about God's armies, how it was the worship leaders and the musicians that actually led the way. They went first. They beat those drums. And, I've just been mulling over that and going, wow, that's actually pretty phenomenal that there is a sound that needs to precede the victory. Like there's a jubilation sound that comes when a victory happens, but there is also a sound that needs to come first.
Wow.
And so that's just something I've been thinking about, and I pray that these songs do for you in your life. If you're believing for breakthrough and it hasn't come yet, there's a sound that needs to come first. And there's a stepping out, and there's a cry, a victory cry that needs to come first. So,
come on.
Yeah, that's what I...
That is awesome. Let's give Katie a round of applause. And just what a heart. And I think, that's the idea of tonight as well, to help create some context behind the CD. Because in itself, this CD actually doesn't really have any power. But when it becomes an actual declaration from your heart, that's when God can move powerfully in your life and in whatever season that you're going through. Jemima, you've written a couple of the songs on this album, and I'm a Jemima fanboy. She's a phenomenal lyricsmith, and you can just tell a lot of her songs are birthed out of a heart of worship. And you know, as the author of a couple of songs of this album, this hope, which is one of the songs, has such a powerful has such power in the revelation from the lyrics. What's your heart for the for this song, for people listening to it and worshiping it along to it?
I'm not very good at words. I have had a long time to think about this question, and I still am not prepared. I could sing it, yeah. I think Katie and I both wrote this song, and I think that I don't know. It's sort of, I guess it's just we have an anchoring. It's pretty self-explanatory. Like if you listen to the lyrics. In Hebrews, the Bible probably just explains it best. In Hebrews 6, I'm just trying to find, sorry, the thing. It won't be a sec. I wish I was better explaining things, but sometimes I'm not. Where does it say? Sorry, Dan.
This hope is a sure and steadfast anchor.
Yeah, it's in Hebrews 6 anyway, and I can't, for some reason, I cannot find it. I'm frustrated now because I felt prepared and now I've lost it.
That's all right. So it says in the scripture, it talks about how this hope that we have is a sure and steadfast anchor. And the song actually declares that over and over again. And that anchor isn't anchored into just nothingness, but it's anchored into his love and his love for us. And in the chorus of that song, where it says it's... what is the chorus? It's... Because your love is higher, because your love is wider, because your love is deeper. I've just done the wrong directions. I have this hope, which is an anchor for my soul. And so with that in mind, like, what's your heart for people worshipping along to that? What's the revelation that you're hoping that they will catch, Jemima? It looks like you found the scripture. Yeah. So can always trust the senior pastor to find the scripture. Thanks, Jeeves.
I think it's just that so many things in the world change, don't they? And so many things fail us and disappoint us. And, you know, we don't really have anything secure except for Jesus, who lasts and who we can... And the Bible puts it so well. That's why my words don't work. But thanks, Dave. It said in Hebrews 6, verse 19, it says, "Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. It cannot slip and it cannot break down under whoever steps out upon it. It's a hope that reaches farther and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil." And that's where Jesus went before us and gave us a way for that hope. And I guess, yeah, just to put it simply, it's just having a hope that's secure. If you go and read Hebrews 6 yourself, that's how I started writing. It was just out of reading the Bible. It wasn't anything, you know, just out of reading the Bible one day and going, wow, we actually do have a hope that never changes, that we can, it's a firm place where we can step out onto. It's never going to fall out underneath us. It's never going to fail. Jesus has already gone behind, right into the presence of God, behind the curtain. He's torn the veil, and it's just as simple as that and as secure as that. And that is, and then the bridge and then the chorus about, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing in heaven, nothing on earth, nothing under the earth, not our fears for today, about today, our worries about tomorrow, not demons, not angels, nothing can separate us. And, you know, you can go and read that as well. There's lots of little Bible verses in that. But, yeah, just being secure in that hope.
And that's awesome, Jemima. Yeah. And that's what I love about the songs on this album. They're embedded with scripture. Like, you can just find all this scripture just embedded in different verses and different choruses and different bridges within it. Actually, Jemima, we'll stay on you for a second, but one of the other songs, this is probably my personal favourite, and I actually honestly believe this is a declaration not just for our church, but for across the nation and nations. But this I will declare. Brilliant song. I had the privilege of leading it down at Parliament Lawns of about 150, 200 people yesterday. And just to see people just catching the song from all different churches that never heard it before was just powerful, because there's just such a spirit of declaration in it. But What inspired you to write that song, or where did that song come from? Like, did you just wake up one morning and go, oh yeah, and just scribbled it down, or like what happened?
Well, to be honest, whenever I try and write a song, or if I finish writing one, it's never because I'm like, oh, I'm going to write a song. It's always, I'm not a musician. I rather just worship. So it's like, it's by me sitting down with my Bible or going through something that we all go through. We all go through ups and downs, and it's just declaring out in that moment who God is and the truth instead of the stuff you're feeling. So I can't, to be honest, I tried to look through old journals. I was like, I have no idea why I even wrote this. But I remember the place I was sitting in my office looking out my window. And I went found an old voice memo. And I think it must have been something about going through something and just going, you know, almost putting your foot down and being like, I'm not just going to stay here. I'm just going to declare who God is. And I had the Bible open. There's a few verses that those things are from as well in Psalms, I think. But I often think of... Sorry, I'm going on a bit of a tangent.
Oh, this is good.
When I'm worshipping and when we're worshipping and we're declaring who God is and who we are and the truth, not what we feel but what the truth is, like it says about the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And I often feel like it's a little bit abstract, but when I'm standing up here or when I'm in my bedroom worshipping, whatever it is that it's almost like shooting an arrow or having a sword that cuts through stuff. And when we sing a song like this, I would declare, like, I might have wrote it, penned it down, but I actually, for me, it's a gift because it was a gift from God in that moment. Like, listening to a couple of the voice recordings, I was sort of singing stuff, and then I got to this place after, you know, a few hours or whatever on that day, and then it was like, and then it just came, like the melody and everything just came, and it doesn't always happen like that. I know songwriters are like, oh man, why can't I get this
only it happened
good melody
like
that matches the lyrics? Anyways, it just came. It wasn't like I was an expert or anything. And it was a real gift to me, and I just started singing it out and grabbed onto it, and it was something that cut through all the lies, all the things that I'm feeling that weren't the truth, and I actually had this gift to declare out. It was like the sword of the Spirit, and so it was the Word of God. It wasn't just, I love you. It was actually truth, and that's probably my favourite type of song. There's lots of different worship songs and different things for different seasons, but declaring stuff is so powerful because it actually, you're prophesying basically. You're saying this is how it is. It's not like this, and I feel it.
That's gold. Let's give God some praise for that because, that is so good.
And then
good.
Quickly a little side note, often get really excited.
Sorry, what was that?
quickly a little side note, when I do remember now I'm saying when I was writing it, some songs are just for you. Well, maybe they're not. I don't know. I'm still working that one out. But some songs, you know that they're for other people to sing to. And so I remember that song, and I remember thinking about our church. I just close my eyes and I think about you guys, even though we don't know each other really, really well or anything. But you just think, oh, gee, I can see that people need to sing that out at the moment. And so it was almost like an obedience thing. I have to bring it to the team.
That's beautiful.
And, yeah.
That is amazing. And I love how it wasn't like, oh, it's a distinct moment, this is how I made this song, but it was just an overflow of your devotion, your daily, the way you just spend time with God and press into His Scripture. And I think that's an encouraging thing for any budding songwriter or worshipper, or just keep getting before God daily, pressing into His Word, pressing into His presence, pressing in prayer, and you'll be amazed what will then be birthed out of you as you are deliberate in doing that. So thank you so much, Jemima, for being obedient to the call of God on your life. Talking about declarations, Simon, do you have a favourite declaration from one of the other tracks on this album? And if so, why is that chorus or that bridge of a song something that you love declaring?
So I'm not allowed to have this, I will declare. No, it's okay.
Just
setting you up, Dan. In A New Thing, in that pre-chorus, it says, everything I'd given up on, you had never once forgotten, and you will always finish what you start. I didn't write that. Jemima wrote that. I don't like all the ones I wrote. I like the ones she wrote better. That's so powerful to me. Like, it's so, I don't know if you've ever slogged your guts out in ministry or done this or done that and then just felt that sense of not seeing what you want to see or not seeing the results that you've hoped for, or, you know, if you've prayed for your friend for so long and you've seen nothing, or, you know, like that sense of frustration, I guess. And, like, that song, you know, that moment in that song for me, like, it gets me every time. It still gives me the little tickles whenever we sing that song, because, like, God's faithful. He doesn't forget. I was talking with Jasper on the car on the way here. We were listening to the thing, and we listened to that song. And he goes, "Oh, what does faithful mean?" And I was saying, "Oh, faithful means, you know, God will never let you down, and He'll never never give you up, and He'll never run around and desert you." And then Jasper's sitting in the back going, "Yeah, God is faithful, and He's so strong, and He's so mighty." But, like, God doesn't forget, and He sees your struggle, and He sees everything. And what He starts, He'll finish. So I think that's a big one for me.
That is so encouraging. How encouraging is that? The things that you have forgotten, the things that you've given up on, God hasn't given up on yet. Especially if they're called for His glorious purpose. That's such an encouragement. Thank you for highlighting that to us, Simon. And hopefully we'll get to sing that one a little bit later. I actually quite enjoy, Simon said he likes all the songs that Jemima has written, but the bridge of the Citizens of Heaven,
yes,
song.
Same.
How good is that? It's just the Lord's Prayer. I'm just like, this is such a good declaration, just to be able to sing out Our Father, out in heaven, you know, holy is Your name, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. Like, I just think for me personally, and I just want to thank you, Simon, for being faithful in just bringing that to the table, because for me, that's just something that every time that song starts playing and we get to that part, I just feel like I can then just stand firmly on God's promise and say, nah, in that situation, which hasn't seen God's kingdom fully advance yet, God, I thank You that You're going to, Your kingdom will come in this situation. So it's,
You want to hear a funny story about that bridge?
It's got to be funny now.
Yeah, well, sort of. I don't know if funny is the right word.
Or at least a story then.
Yeah, so the reason the song's called Citizens of Heaven is because it originally had a different bridge that went, whoa, we're the citizens of heaven. Basically, on repeat.
None of us would just be like, oh, yeah, cool, that's
right. So what we do with these songs, like, I'll write it, Juan or Jemima, or, you know, like, we'll write, someone in the team will write a song, and then we'll do a songwriting night. We don't actually write stuff, really, those nights. That's where we tear strips off each other's songs and tell each other to try harder. I came in with that song, and I'd been sort of, it had been buzzing around my head a little bit while I'd been up at Bay of Fires with Jen's family and trying to write stuff while I was out walking around the scenery up there. So we went through it and we got to the bridge, and I was like, yeah, the song's pretty good, but that bridge is a bit strange. And I was kind of like, your bridge is a bit strange. Songs are so personal. Like, man, when you bring them, like, you're laying yourself on the line. Anyway,
everyone wants to hear this bridge now. You're going to have to play it sometime with the old bridge.
It's not as bad as I made it sound. I was like, I kind of had this other idea buzzing around my head when I was out walking the other day that maybe we could do this, and it was the bridge that that ended up in the song, and everyone's like, that's it, that's the one. But that was kind of like my throwaway thing. I was like, oh, maybe you could put that in the background on the backing singers, maybe work it in together. But yeah, it's funny, like, one man's trash is another man's treasure, in a way, and that's the beauty of team, I guess. You know, you can see the gold in other people's stuff that just needs a little bit of digging around, I guess, a little bit of refining. And so, yeah, heaps of songs that are on the album probably sounded pretty different when someone wrote them on a guitar. I know that one that Dan wrote that we did this tonight was exactly the same. It sounded completely different until we got to it and messed with it and broke it and then put it back together again.
If you want to hear the unadulterated version, you can buy my album in about four weeks' time. So
yeah. It's so different. Honestly, listen to them both. You'll laugh.
They work both really well. Yeah. I've had people listen to the slow version and go, this is awesome. And people listen to the fast version and go, this is awesome. So, yeah.
I just want to say we don't tear strips off each other.
You can bring your song.
Yes. In creative, we collaborate. And one of our... one of our cultures is no idea is a dumb idea. We bring our ideas as an offering. So we're team and we don't do that.
Let's give Katie a round of applause. Actually, Katie, whilst you have the microphone, final question. So this new thing launch, what new things do you see God doing in just us collectively and our creative team and as we move into the next thing that he has for us? Like, what is this new thing going to look like individually and for us and for the creative team? Well, I suppose that's where you're at with leading the creative team. What is this new thing?
Yeah, I guess we don't just want this album to just be an album and it finish here. Like, this is actually the start of something new, and there's something so powerful when collectively as a church we can sing a song written out of the heart of our church for a particular season that we're in, and I guess that's what we see continuing to happen, continuing to write songs that are declarations, that are prophetic for our church for the next season. So pray for our songwriters. It, like Jemima said, like, this song just came to her, and Simon muttered to me, yeah, that never happens. It's so true. There is a lot of time and a lot of hours that go into writing a song, and there are probably 100 songs that never get sung to the one that does get sung here. So pray for them, encourage them. And I just wanted to, I'm like a broken record with this verse, but that's because it's our key verse for creative this year. And it's Isaiah 43, verse 19, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." And I guess that it's so key for us. We want to go to those places, the new rivers, the new pathways. And I don't know what that looks like. Like, you're asking me, what do you see? I don't actually know what that looks like, but we're just going to be obedient. We're going to step out. We're going to continue to move forward and see what God does.
I love it. Yeah. So in other words, you're stepping out in faith. And I'm so glad that we have a creative team that isn't just stepping out in what they're comfortable in, but they're stepping out in faith, because when it's not our comfort that pleases God, it's our faith that pleases God. So it's encouraging that you're spearheading the way for us to get uncomfortable in a way, to step out into the wilderness. Yay! We appreciate that. Seriously, we are so blessed by our creative team. And thank you so much for the three of you for being part. I know there's a whole bunch of other people, from Tony Sayer, who helped record the album, to every other person that donated time and effort to be involved in it. We are so grateful for you guys spearheading the way for us to have a declaration that we can call our song. So thank you so much. How about we give them a round of applause? You know what? I reckon it would be awesome now to sing a few of the worship songs off this album and really declare it. So how about we jump to our feet? And as we do that, who here is visiting from another church that happens to have come here tonight and you wanted to hear about the album and you're here? Put up your hand nice and high. Put up your hand nice and high. All right. Some inside information. These guys have come all the way from St. Helens. And has anyone come from further than St. Helens for tonight? All right, you guys, here you go. You can have a copy of this album. You can put that in your CD player on the way home. Does your car have a CD player? Fantastic. It's not one of them new cars that only have Bluetooth. But how about we pray before we press in to this time of worship? God, we just thank you so much for the songs that you're birthing in this place, God. Songs not just crafted from skill or talent, even though that's part of it, God, but songs birthed out of a heart of declaration. Songs birthed out of a heart of intimate relationship with you, God. Songs that are birthed out of a place where we just want to know you more, God. So, Lord, we pray that there would be an impartation, not just information sprouted out there, God, but an impartation of that heart to every person in this room and to every person that will hear the songs sung from this album, God, an impartation of hunger, an impartation of faith, an impartation of the love of God, an impartation of walking in the Spirit and walking in power, God, to take land, to take ground, to step out into areas that haven't been stepped out before, God. We thank you so much that you are doing a new thing, that you're birthing rivers in the wastelands, that you're making pathways in the wildernesses, God. And we ask in Jesus' mighty name that the people here tonight, you would do it again. You would do it again. You would do a new thing in people's lives, that people would start to uncover authority, that people would start to uncover a deeper intimacy, that people would start uncovering victory in different areas of their life that they haven't seen victory, God. So we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Let's give Jesus some praise here, and let's press it in worship, church.